North Carolinians throw away 11 million tons of waste each year, and that contributes to more than 200 million tons discarded by all Americans. The Scrap Exchange is a Durham-based nonprofit as part of a national movement working to lower those numbers. For the past 25 years, they've encouraged the creative reuse of materials collected from local businesses and residents. They recently moved to a new neighborhood where they plan to develop both a reuse arts district and a national center for creative reuse. A new exhibit opens tonight to celebrate the past and take a look at the present and future of the Scrap Exchange and its new home in the Lakewood neighborhood of Durham, North Carolina. And I am joined now in the studio for a preview. Ann Woodward is the executive director of the Scrap Exchange, and she joins me now. Welcome. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me, Frank.
Take us back now. Tell us, how the Scrap Exchange began 25 years ago, right?
Yeah, the Scrap Exchange began in 1991, and one of the founders, Chris Rosenthal, she's an Australian woman who actually got a grant in the late 1990s, and she founded a similar organization in Australia called the Reverse Garbage Truck. So she got a grant to come to the United States and to teach others how to start creative reuse centers. And she ended up relocating to Chicago, or she met her future husband in Chicago, and she ended up relocating to the Triangle area in 1991 and started up the Scrap Exchange at the Northgate Mall.
All right, so tell us about it. What does it do and how does it work?
Sure. So the Scrap Exchange is a nonprofit, and we are a national model creative reuse art center. Our mission is to promote creativity, environmental awareness, and community through reuse. And how we do that is we defer about 140 tons of solid waste from going to the landfill a year, and we actually go to five counties to defer that waste. We have this 23,000 square foot creative reuse center. We did buy the former center theater at Lakewood Shopping Center, and we have a retail space. We also do over 500 programs on creative arts.
So let's talk about what happens now and how this place looks. I mean, people come to you and they bring stuff that it's still kind of usable, or at least it's intact, and rather than throw it out, they bring it to you. And then I would come in as a customer and say, oh, I could use that if I put that together with this and the other thing. And so in that way, I'm encouraging you not to throw it out. I'm not sure what to do with this, but I bet if you open your doors to enough smart people, they'd come in. And that kind of exchange happens through the medium of the Scrap Exchange.
That's right. We have all kinds of people that come in and they're doing projects. They're teachers who need materials for their classrooms. They're summer camp counselors. They're professors at UNC, and they're doing installations or art projects. There are all kinds of people that are using these materials.
And you talked about the word reuse, and it is distinct from recycle. If we think about recycling in the traditional way, we'll take our plastic bottles, we'll put them in the bin, it goes to some factory, and then it gets processed and turned into material that can be used once again. That's an expensive process to some degree, and it's always a little bit controversial about whether, what are the cost benefits at any given moment in an economic cycle. But this is a slightly different point of view in which it's my creativity. I don't have to go use any expensive processing. I'm going to buy what you have here, and I'm going to figure out how to keep this out of the landfill and put it to good use.
That's right. So, originally these materials You go and buy a piece of fabric, and then you make a handbag out of it. And, that's actually my experience. I'm a sewer, and we have a lot of quilters that come in. We have just lots of fabric and lots of different parts and pieces and ingredients to make different things. If you're a creative person, you're looking around the world, and everything is essentially this ingredient for you to make or change or do something with or inspire community or collaboration. And that's what we do. We help spark those imaginations and creativity.
And you're also generating a kind of creative reuse of a neighborhood that was once a thriving neighborhood. It has declined somewhat economically. But talk about the purchase of the area, the theater that you built in this Lakewood Shopping Center, which has a deep and long history in Durham.
It really does. It's a beautiful historical, cultural area. And so the theater was built in 1966, and I believe Lakewood Shopping Center was built in 1960, and it's seen different owners throughout the years, and We purchased the Center Theater that was changed into Duke Surplus. That was one of the reiterations of the facility. And then it was a church. And when we bought it, it had been abandoned for a couple years.
And just to give you a sense, maybe you can tell us a little bit about the Few family and their relationship to Lakewood.
Sure. The Few family are the ones that developed the property, and Shirley Few. We've been doing an oral history with her, and her husband, Rand Few, was the one that actually did the development. And Rand Few's mother was the one that purchased the property and really inspired him and wanted him to develop the property.
So let's hear. You've got a clip, as you say, from Shirley Few. You've done an oral history. Let's hear her. She's the daughter-in-law of one of the owners and developers of the Lakewood Shopping Center. Let's hear what Shirley Few has to say.
Lakewood was, quote, the place to go to shop, Northgate and Lakewood. But we had two grocery stores, Kroger at one end, Winn-Dixie at the other. We had F.W. Woolworth. We had Grant's, Car Drugs, several small shops. We had a children's shop. We had a men's shop. We had a woman's dress shop. It was very successful until we tried and tried and tried to get the big name stores in there, like Belk's or Sears or Montgomery Ward. We couldn't get them because we didn't have the traffic count. And so slowly it dwindled down.
All right, so that's a sketch of the shopping center at its peak and its decline, and now you're there creating a reuse center. I also want to give you a sense of what neighborhood this was in, and so let's listen to another clip from a conversation with Mamie Webb Bledsoe, who is a senior neighborhood coordinator with the Duke-Durham Neighborhood Partnership and who grew up in that neighborhood. Let's listen to Mamie.
There was always an imaginary line. I lived on Rosedale, and Lakewood sort of was that dividing line. On the other side was mostly white communities, some middle class, and then if you walked one block left, you were in Forest Hills. Very rich neighborhood. And many people that may have grown up in our communities may have worked for many of those families that lived in those larger homes. So I've seen the change in the neighborhood.
Mamie Webb Bledsoe, one of the people interviewed for an exhibit about the history of Lakewood neighborhood. It opens tonight, and I'm here with Ann Woodward, the executive director of the Scrap Exchange, now located in the Lakewood neighborhood. So talk about your plans and how your buying this property and locating there might have an impact on this neighborhood.
Sure. So we not only bought that 23,000 square foot building, but we also just recently purchased the northern portion of the property, 82,000 square feet, 12.5 acres, and we got a bridge loan from North Carolina Community Development Initiative, a statewide CDIF that actually invested in Durham. And we're really hoping to help stabilize the neighborhood by developing the property. You know, we have this reuse arts district concept that's got recreation. We want a sculpture park, skate park, shipping container mall. We've already painted a yellow brick road around the center theater, and it's an eighth of a mile around. If you go around eight times, it's a mile. So really just promoting that sort of space where people can come in and use the space and feel safe and comfortable as well. As far as the commercial space goes, we're essentially on a phase three. It's like a phase three project. Phase one is really to lease up the spaces. And we have a lot of social services that are there right now. El Central has recently moved in. Durham Economic Resource Center has also signed a five-year lease, and we have Making Choices, which is the for-profit special needs day program as well.
And all of this has a lot of local impact in that this is the kind of economic activity that recirculates capital here. We're not talking about bringing in chains that send the money out to shareholders. It stays here, but also this is a national project in many ways, and you're finding yourself kind of at the center of a national movement. Talk about the National Center for Creative Reuse.
Yeah, so the National Center for Creative, we're actually creating that in-house. We've been working nationally for many years now on reuse issues, reuse education, helping people understand how to start creative reuse centers in their cities. We do a boot camp twice a year, 30 hours of training, 3.5 days where people come And they basically learn our operations, soup to nuts, and then they bring it back to their city, and they may take parts of it and start their own creative reuse program. So that has, we've also participated in the Reuse Institute, Reuse Alliance, Reuse Conferences, and there's been four or five of them, and most recently.
All of which, most recently?
We were in Boston, yeah. And we launched this National Center for Creative Reuse. There were 21 states there, represented five countries, and this Reuse Arts District concept, and nobody has ever heard of this concept. This is just a new thing where you get all these disparate parts related to the reuse industry and you put them in one district. And then you have this economic development, arts and cultural, social justice machine. And we're really excited to be the ones that are really spearheading it.
Very cool stuff. There's a celebration tonight that includes opening of a time capsule, right? Start there and then tell us what else we might see.
Sure. So we are opening the time capsule. I think if you come about 7:30, that's when the actual ceremony will begin. We'll excavate it out of the ground. We have Willa Brigham, who's our MC tonight. We're going to have county commissioners and city council saying a few words. The Few family will be there, Dana Pope as well. And we have this exhibition that, and the Lewis brothers, whose father managed the Center Theater as well. So it's going to be a family affair for sure. We have a screen printing station where you can screen print an image of the Center Theater. And I think the first movie that was played, which is called Not Without My Wife, You Don't, something like that.
The first movie that screened at that theater.
Yes.
Going to be at Lakewood tonight as all part of the ceremony. It's celebrating 25 years and how you've grown since what was a kind of a little torpedo tube of a storefront where there were bangles and beads and lots of fun and creative people. All of that good stuff still there, but has grown to be much, much more.
That's right. We have scaled over the 25 years. We will also have Joe Appleton. He was one of our founders. Pat Hoffman has come in from Vermont. She was the executive director for more than 10 years. Lynn Gould will be there. Chris Rosenthal, unfortunately, will not be there. So, yes, we will be celebrating our 25 years of promoting creative reuse in Durham and throughout the country.
And throughout the country. Ann Woodward, thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you, Frank.
Ann Woodward is the executive director of the Scrap Exchange. It is a Durham-based nonprofit that promotes the creative reuse of materials. Scrap Exchange hosting its Scrapiversary tonight to mark the opening of a new exhibit that celebrates its 25 years. And we've got details at our website, stateofthings.org. Coming up, the music of Balsam Range. Stay tuned.